I started off, of course, with the most important question to me, which is how can you live a free and inspired life in a world that is complex and rapidly changing? I've been very struck to see so many people in my generation, I'm a baby boomer, who are very angry about the change that's happened to date. And one of the reasons our poster for this year and our theme for this year was Breakaway is again and again and again, I want to keep bringing you back to the fact that the change we've seen in the financial coup, drawing the capital out and beginning the rebalance of the global economy is a small portion of the change we're about to go through. So I keep telling everybody, you know, you ain't seen nothing yet. Strap your, you know, put on your seatbelt, strap in, because we're about to hit warp drive. And I hope these 12 trends in this wrap-up and all the wrap-ups we've done this year help you make that shift successfully. Anyway, but my goal with this is to give you a better map so that you can sort of find and create your unique pathway, because there are a lot of opportunities. So let's just dive in. Trend number one, rebalancing the global economy. It started with the creation of the World Trade Organization, but it's far from over. I show a couple of great charts that show where now it's 7.2 billion people globally, and what you'll see is the births are significantly greater than the deaths, despite the fact that it seems like the leadership is doing a lot of things to increase the death rate. And what you'll see is in the developed world, our percent of consumption is shrinking and is expected to continue to shrink. And of course, that some of us sometimes find that depressing. I showed two polls that show in the emerging markets, everybody thinking, oh, they're getting better off and they're all happy and excited for the next generation. Whereas you look in the developed worlds and we're thinking, oh, the next generation is going to be worse off. And I showed one Gallup poll of the U.S. about how dissatisfied we are. If you want to get your perspective on the rebalancing, the best book I have seen for a long time, and we did an interview with the author, and I recommended it strongly on the blog, is Steve Roche's book, Unbalanced, The Codependency of America and China. It's a great way to get your perspective. I have a wonderful member of our network who was flying to China and is going to be in China for a while, and I said, please read this book on the plane. And then we Skyped after she got over there, and she said, oh, great book, great perspective. I can really, you know, see the events in context. Part of this global rebalancing, which is new and I think is now going to have a dramatic impact in what's ahead, is we now have a new generation coming into leadership positions everywhere from the late teens into the 30s, the millennial generation. We had Neil Howe on the Solari Report to discuss the millennial generation, and I encourage you to go back and listen. But we now have a generation of young people who are global. They're savvy with digital technology. They can connect and transact, communicate and travel globally. And they're a wholly different generation than than Gen X and the baby boomers above them, and they're now coming into leadership positions, and I think they're going to have, this is our first big global generational shift, and I think it's going to make it very interesting. So watch for their impact to start to really be felt in both the consciousness and the marketplace. So the rebalancing the global economy, remember, it's far from over. This is going to be decades. And it's going to be quite interesting.